Uber Alito. Episode 9, this is Kizzle. The one, the only. I really don't have shit for show notes. And I'm sorry I missed last week's for no good reason. I have a awesome ability. I'm a superhero, practically. But just putting things off and not doing them, I'm surprised I've gotten up to episode 9 of this, so I intend to keep going, but every once in a while, I preached and preached on episode 8 along with Doug about you gotta stick to your show, you gotta be dependable, you gotta keep going and running, and I'm such a fucking hypocrite. But anyways, not much for news, because there isn't much news, or I guess I could have looked around a little bit more, but I didn't. Tough shit. So, I got a little bit of my own personal news items. New radio show up on the main page of hackermedia.net. The Droops radio show. I don't remember what he calls it. The Droops something or other. That's a pretty good show. It's just started, so first episode. Actually, a couple episodes if you count the teaser. Good stuff. Just go to the hackermedia.net page. There's a pretty picture that says Droops, along with pictures for Squizzy Radio, DTMF, Uber Leto, Hacknip. Let's check those all out. And other news. God, my tap water's horrible. It tastes like some new life form of ass. I don't know what the deal is with this, but I always drink bottled water, and I think I should continue doing that. Water's pretty stupid anyways, the whole making life possible, and that's stupid. Been watching the show The Shield. I believe it's on Fox or some cable TV station. I don't know what it is, but because I don't watch TV hardly ever. I can't stand the commercials. I can't stand all the bullshit filler. So I just download stuff off good old BitTorrent on supernova.org. Gotta love those guys. The Shield is a cop show, which is pretty addicting. It's a pretty brutal show. If you've seen 24, I think that's on Fox as well. You watch Jack, I think that's the guy's main, that's the main character's name, I believe. Jack, he's some high-level government agent, beyond FBI, beyond CIA. He's a total badass. And you watch him like, oh my god, I can't believe he did that. He really doesn't have any respect for laws and stuff. I mean, this show blows that out of the water. The badass cop of the show, Vic, this guy, he's insane. He's so much fun to watch. He'll just go and, oh, I don't like you, I'm gonna plant some crack on you and take you to jail. Oh, I'm gonna go and just shoot this guy because he pissed me off. I mean, he's a total snake, and he gets out of everything. It's fucking awesome to watch. I recommend everybody downloading that from Supernova or even buying the DVD for 40 bucks a season. Because it's that good. New Firefox version 0.9. They just released 0.91. A couple weeks ago, I upgraded to version 0.9. I've been a longtime Firefox supporter. I think it came out a year ago, or I heard about it a year ago. And it is good stuff. It is a replacement for Internet Explorer. It blows Internet Explorer out of the water. I don't know if you guys have heard of it before. If you are still using Internet Explorer, you're lame. You're fucking lame. Stop using Internet Explorer. Try out Firefox. When you use Firefox, you'll never go back. Except for if you happen upon this bug that I encountered. That fucked me hard. When I've been using version 0.9 8 for quite a while, because that's all they've released for some time. Love it. Great stuff. And Point 9 came out, and I'm like, oh, yay. I'll go grab that. I install it, and immediately I go to the extensions page, and I go in an installing spree of about 12 extensions. This broke Firefox. And not just I had to uninstall it or even delete the folder and try again. I can't get Firefox to run on this computer again. I don't know what it's doing, some strange registry action, but I've tried going through the registry, deleting every occurrence of the word Firefox, and I cannot get Firefox to reinstall and work again. I install it and I get a blank page. It really sucks. Even though they, on version 0.91, they kind of hinted that they fixed this kind of problem, but who knows. But I would go and find 0.8. It shouldn't be too hard to find since it's all open source and out there. So if for some strange reason you have not used Firefox, get off your ass and try it. Get 0.8 because it works just as well as 0.9. 0.9 really didn't fix anything. It didn't really enhance it, I guess, except for making it the skin uglier. And that actually brings me on to a different little rant of mine. The Windows Registry. The Windows Registry is such a piece of shit. I hate the Windows Registry. Like, here's a 10 meg piece of fucking text where any option you want to change is sewing just in a rat's nest of keys and directories, and the only way you can change something is if you know specifically what it is you're changing. You go on the internet and you find some webpage that explains some registry tweak. I mean, they don't call it a registry hack for nothing. It's a hack. It's something if you can get anything changed in that. Ugh. Compare this to Linux, where you have these magical things called config files. Config files still exist for a reason. They work. You go through it. It's fully documented. Let's say I want to configure SSH. I don't have to go through 50 levels of the registry to configure it. I go into the SSH directory, or if it doesn't have directory, I just find ssh.whatever.config, something in that nature, and I edit it. I go through the whole thing, entire thing is documented. As you go, there's comments saying, hey, here's an option. This is what the option does. This is how if you do this, bad things will happen. If you do this, good things will happen, blah, blah, blah. It's intuitive. And usually I have to give it to Windows. It's usually a lot more intuitive than Linux because it's, you know, I'm not even going to go into the rant again. It's just made for a desktop. I understand that. But for Linux configuration to be simpler, it's pretty brutal when Linux isn't really set up to be that user-friendly to somebody that doesn't have a lot of experience with it. And when the Windows stuff is just so horrible that even me, that's pretty decent when it comes... Well, yeah, I'm a total fucking badass. That's it. I'm a badass. When it comes to computers. And I won't even touch a registry. I can't stand that thing. I every once in a while, I'll go and somebody will recommend a registry tweak, and I'll go do it and hope Windows doesn't die because you change too much and the whole entire registry is dead unless you have a backup of it. Which I don't feel like backing up the registry, the whole entire, what is it up to? 20, 30 megs probably? I don't want to update that thing or make a backup of that thing every time I make a little modification. With a config file, I copy the config file to like a .old, and if I kill something, I go into with the command line and I fix it. Why does this registry even exist? It makes me want to vomit. Alrighty, here's an actual news story for ya. Wireless group wants flyers to switch on after takeoff. It's the old argument that you can't have a cell phone or a laptop with a Wi-Fi card in it because it could mess with the aircraft sensors. And I understand that. it makes sense. But this group just, they're really asking for is just for people to be able to have their wireless devices on but have the wireless feature turned off. But I see a huge problem here. And not really specifically dealing with people having their wireless things on and just without the wireless component on, is that we have to watch out for terrorists here. A terrorist could come on with an innocent looking laptop, turn that wireless card on, and I don't know, even maybe hack in, and it could be bad. Why aren't we need to shoot on sight anybody that has a wireless device. If you have a radio, dead. You have a laptop, dead. That's how it should be. We have to protect our country from wireless devices that really aren't going to do shit to the airplane. Anyways, I think that's about the show. Sorry I didn't have any headlines or anything, that I'm a week late and blah, blah, blah. Next week, I'm going to have on the DTMF Radio guys. They're good guys, got a good show. Hackermedia.net/DTMF. Should have those guys on unless something goes terribly wrong and people start dying and I start killing hostages. I would like to give some big shouts out to everybody that links to me, to my site. The hackermedia.net/uberlito site. Some of the bigger guys, I have link buttons on that link to me. You go into the bottom of the page and you can see the link boxes there that are all pretty and colorful. And I mean, I can't do it for everybody. I mean, but anybody, even if you have a GeoCities site, or it doesn't matter how, if you get one hit a year, if you link to me, I find that fucking awesome, and I totally like that, and I see it too. I see it in my logs as I, you know, look at my referral logs, and I see where people are coming from, and I definitely want to give shouts out to all those people. Let me bring up the site so I can put this into words. Okay, we got that too today. This is run by Majestic. Actually, from what I've heard, let me click the link. Oh, it is up. Okay, never mind. Well, anyways, DATU today is stands for Direct Access Test Unit. Majestic has some really cool info on here. I wish more people would do this on with freaking and hacking, is have a site dedicated to just one thing instead of just having a general, you know, anything you can think of, hacking, freaking, bullshit. But he just focuses on this test unit that you can dial into and you can play around with, and it's really fun. Old School Freak. Everybody knows of Radio Freak America, which went up to episode 99 and now is done. They're going to be doing Hacker Public Radio, which should be coming out soon, I hope. They're going to be taking a totally different direction. I definitely recommend, if you haven't listened to Radio Freak America, go check it out. Next, we have Switch Zero. It's a phone freaking site. They have some good stuff on there. I've read through some of their text files and got some other good stuff. Recommend that. Then we have Freaks and Geeks. They have some text files on there. They have a zine, another phone freaking site. Got some good stuff. Default Radio. I think many of you are familiar with that. It's a good show on phone freaking, theoretically, but usually isn't. But that show's a lot of fun. One of the best shows out there currently. Gamer Radio. I haven't listened to as much as I would like, but I've kind of curved down in my radio show listening since I started doing this show. It's just not as, listen to shows, you just don't do it as much when you're creating it yourself. But it's a video game show. It's good stuff. I think they're up to episode 50 or something, so been pretty long running. Doug TV, which has not come out yet. This is ran by, of course, Doug. Seen a trailer of it, and it It's going to be very good. I'm not real impressed with any of the hacking shows out right now. Too much. But this one seems to change that. It looks to be fucking awesome. Okay, those were just the sites that I have link boxes for on my site. There are a few other people that link to me. You guys, send me an email. I definitely want to give you shouts. I can't remember all of you, so if you're on a GeoCity site, or I don't even care, if you link to me, let me know again, so because I might have forgotten about it. And if in the future anybody that links to me, least I can do is give you some props on the show. I will do that, even if your site is small and not good. So, link to the site, spread the word. There is a magic of sound editing. This is coming from like a half hour after I recorded the last part of what you heard. I'm trying to find a song to play, and I think I found one, but the fact of the matter is that I'm getting kind of low on music here. I have more songs I can play, but I don't really want to play an artist more than once. I'm probably going to have to eventually, but right now I kind of want to keep stuff fresh. So, I don't know. I love this song, but just because I like a song doesn't mean it makes terribly good intro and outro music, but yeah, take it or leave it. The song is called Razor Sharp. It's by this chick, and it's really good stuff. I guess her band's called Collide, or I don't know. So, band's called Collide, song's called Razor Sharp. The album is called Chasing the Ghost. I'll pick this one up eventually when. I mean, there's so many CDs I want, but I have no money for, but eventually I will have them all. So, anything you want to email me about from this show, direct that towards kizzle@hackermedia.net, KIZZLE. So, any songs or news stories or anything you want, send it. It's 4:30 a.m. I'm really tired. I think I'm going to go pass out someplace. Date is July 2nd of 2004, Friday. Good night or morning, whatever. Bye.